Father and the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, my beloved, is the third Sunday of the Coptic Blessed Month of Bauna. And as I said before, the month of Bauna is talking about the work of the Holy Spirit inside everyone and inside the church. And for this reason, the gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 12, from 22 to 37. And a part of the gospel today is talking about the blasphemy against the Holy Spirit. We want to contemplate about the work of the Holy Spirit inside every one of us. Because the Holy Spirit is the treasury of God's things, as we pray in the litanies of the third hour of the book of Agabia. And I chose a verse from the gospel today. The Lord Jesus Christ said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The abundance of the heart means that the heart is filled or is full, and then it overflows or floods or reveals or bleeds. When the Holy Spirit fills the heart of man, he will reveal or overflow through the mouth. So the mouth of or the tongue of us is connected with the heart inside. Connection between the mouth and the heart. If the heart is filled with wisdom, so the mouth will speak wisdom. If the heart is filled with joy, the tongue will speak with joy words. If the heart is filled with peace, so the tongue will speak peaceful words, and so on. And all these virtues are the fruit of the Holy Spirit, as Saint Paul said in his epistle to Galatians. The Lord said in the gospel also today, "For a tree is known by its fruit." If you want to know which kind of tree you see, look to the fruits. If the tree is good, the fruit will be good. But if the tree is bad, the fruit will be bad. And the Lord also said, "A good man out of the good treasure," in the gospel today, "a good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." So each one of us can know himself or herself from what goes out from the mouth. The tongue can reveal everything inside. And each one of us will be condemned at the last day according to the words we say. It is written in the book of Proverbs, chapter 18, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Death and life means the eternal death and the eternal life. The eternal death and the eternal life are in the power of the tongue or the mouth. For example, the right thief on the cross, by his good words, filled with repentance, he inherited the eternal life by his words. When he repented and knew very well that he was sinful and he was worthy to be punished by crucifixion, and asked God to remember him when he comes in the kingdom, in his kingdom, then he inherited the eternal life by his words. Another example, the opposite. Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, in the book of Acts, chapter 5. When they lied before St. Peter the Apostle, they were dyed both, dyed the earthly death and also the eternal death, because they lied by their mouth. They lied before the Holy Spirit, as St. Peter said to them. So, by our words, we can inherit the kingdom of heaven, and by our words, bad words, we lose the eternal life. Some people may hide their inner life and speak with good and respective words, but during hardships and tribulations, when they are angry, they show the real life of them by bad words. From this kind of people, the Pharisees, the Lord Jesus Christ said to them in the gospel today also, how can you, being evil, speak good things? And St. James said in his epistle that some people may use the tongue to bless God and also may use the tongue to curse the people. And it's very bad. It is very bad. So, which kind you choose? God, who loves us, asked us in the gospel today, either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree bad and its fruit bad. You can make your heart or inside good by your will, and you can make it bad by your will. So how can we make our heart good? Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Number one, try always to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Try always to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is the main source or the only source for good things. It is the treasure of all good things, as I said before. We say in the litanies of the third hour, O Heavenly King, the Comforter, the Spirit of Truth, who is present in all places and fills all, the treasury of God's things, and the life giver, graciously come. We ask the Holy Spirit, graciously come and dwell in us and purify us from all defilement, O good one, and save our souls. So try always to ask the Holy Spirit to fill your heart in order to produce good things. When we examine ourselves and know the sins and weakness we have, let us start to repent immediately by asking the Holy Spirit to forgive our trespasses and help us how to confess well before our Father of Confession. Number two, how to make our heart good. Try to pray more in the book of Agbaya and keep more psalms and repeat these psalms as you can. And also the short prayer, My Lord Jesus Christ, help me or forgive me. Repeat this short prayer as much as you can. This will sanctify your heart, sanctify your tongue. And also try hard, because we have to struggle. Try hard to control our tongues, as the Bible told us. Control your tongues. St. James said in his epistle, if anyone among you thinks he is religious and does not bridle his tongue but deceives his own heart, this one's religion is useless. Useless. So how to control our tongue? The Holy Spirit is the only one that can do that. So return back to the Holy Spirit and ask the Holy Spirit frequently to control our tongue. Try always to correct ourselves or our inner life. By what? By many prayers, hymns, songs, regular reading in the Bible and the key verses, reading stories of martyrs and saints, etc. Also, to control your tongue, try to listen more to talk. Listen more than to talk. St. James said in his epistle, My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man does not produce the right. So, can we try, my beloved, to control our tongues? and to ask the Holy Spirit each time to fill our hearts with good things, because the Holy Spirit is the treasury of good things, the only source that produces good things in our life. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Chosen of the Rendi, the Odo Cosmare, Asma, Vento, dear, Divgenic, Nane, Valdo, Vev, Joyce, Ego, Nona, Joyce, Niotin, Apostolos, Nemif, Sevien, Deni, Is in Divgenic, Novin, Ane, Valdo, Vev, Joyce, Ore, ore, vos el evangelisti, Marcos via apostolos, entitien in novi, sove me joisere, egon via sloporos, em martiros via gios, Amina, entitien in novi, nane vol, sove me joisere, Egon veniotis o evin patriarchis baba vakirellos bimasu genin novinane vol jefe.